If you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you say you still had a
long ways to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you can find that just about.
About everywhere. Anywhere.
And,
just about anywhere.
Uh-huh. Someone slipped and fell this way. He fell over.
On his back?
Or he fell over. He fell on his back, but another way of saying it, he fell over.
Backwards.
And this way.
Forward.
And if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish, you might say, no. What, a one? No.
I didn't catch a one.
Did you ever say, I didn't catch nary a one?
I think I've heard it, but it's not very common.
You wouldn't say that?
No.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
clear the land.
And so if wheat is tied up into a...
into a what?
What about fodder? You know what fodder is? Or corn? They take the corn and tie that up into a...
bundle?
Mm-hmm. Then the bundles are piled up into a...
stack?
And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you'd say we raise 40, what, of wheat to an acre, 40?
Tons?
Talking about bush, talking about the bushel, you say we raise 40?
40 bushels? Or?
Okay. And what do you have to do with those to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash it.
Okay, so you say oats. What thrashed? Oats.
Were thrashed.
Okay. And there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we have to do it. Or if you didn't use the word we, you could say...
we'll have to do it.
Or if you don't use the word we, you could say...
Let's uh-huh. do it.
What would you say, me and you have to do it, or you and I have to do it, or...
you and I have to do it.
Okay. What if you're talking about some man and yourself? You'd say...
he and I.
And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
both of us.
And if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there, and you know they recognize your voice, you'd say, it's...
it's me.
Okay. And if it's a man, you'd say it's... at the door, you'd say it's...
it's he.
Okay. And if it's a woman?
It's she.
And if it's two people?
It's they. It's they.
You don't think you'd say it's them? Which would sound more natural for you to use?
Maybe then it'd be better. I don't know.
And talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall.
As I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
He is.
And he can do that better.
Than I can.
And say if someone had gone out to New Mexico, but hadn't gone any farther west than that, he'd say, New Mexico is what west I've gone. New Mexico is...
further west?
Huh? Or
he didn't go as far as New Mexico?
He didn't go past that. You'd say, New Mexico is...
further west?
Okay. Or if you ask him, how far west have you gone? He'd say, New Mexico is... what? West I've gone. New Mexico...
oh, Mexico is as far west as I've gone.
Okay. Do you ever say it's all the farther west I've gone or the farthest west I've gone?
No.